This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning for me, Thursday morning for our guests, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world via the Internet. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here he is, Mr. Root for America himself, Wayne Allen Root. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
Good. You want to say the pledge to get rolling?
You got it.
Okay, I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, you've written another great article, standout article. It's entitled, Mr. President, Declare War on the Mexican Drug Cartels. And what caught my eye was the reference to what we did in Panama, just to go in and arrest Manuel Noriega, who was a really bad guy, allowing bad things to happen. He was, amongst other things, he was making money off the illegal drug trade and some other things as well. And that is the example we could use right now to go after these drug cartels.
Well, you know, the point of my article is we have to go after them. You know, we can't, this is an act of war. We can't leave it unanswered, unresponded. We've got to respond. 9 Americans dead, 6 children, 2 twins, 3 women. The word I get is raped and shot to pieces and bodies burned. And you just can't let that go unanswered. The United States of America doesn't let things like that go unanswered. That's what makes us the greatest nation in world history. And as I said in my article, this is not new. This declaration of war has gone on for a long time, but we've always looked the other way and said, hey, look, what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. This isn't about us. Well, it is about us. It's always been about us. It's not about one family and 9 people killed in Mexico. It's about thousands of Americans killed every year because we need a wall and because our border is unsecured and we're letting everybody in, and lots of them are bad. Not all of them, but lots of them are bad. And across that border comes all the bad people in the world who have evil intent, and all the drugs in the world and all the sex trafficking in the world and all the disease in the world. We need a wall. We've got to respond back to the Mexican drug cartels. I believe personally that the Mexican drug cartels bought off the Democratic Party. There's no other answer, Captain, as to how Democrats look at this and say, no problem at all, don't worry about the border. And even after 9 people killed, not a peep for the Democrats. And as of today, again, 48 hours after 9 people killed in Mexico, 9 Americans, they, you know, stick it in our face and they hand us the new budget and say not one dime for the wall, not one cent. So we've got to build that wall, and we've got to have a targeted attack in Mexico against the cartels. and not only kill the bad guys, but bring back the leaders to America to hold them responsible and to have a trial and to give them the death penalty.
I don't disagree with you. Well, Wayne, we've got a caller on the line. Let's see what the question is that they'd like to ask. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your question for my guest?
Yes, good evening, Captain and Wayne. My name is Mel from Saratoga Springs, New York. And in regards to Bloomberg, does anybody remember this guy who passed around some money between the city south of Manhattan to third term as the mayor of New York City? Now, this jack behind Bloomberg even had a chance to run for the presidency. Just out of a freak happening that he does get it. I mean, does the public remember what he did in Manhattan? What did he do trying to pass on the money to get this done again?
Okay. All right, well, thanks for the call from Saratoga Springs, and we'll get right to Wayne. Well, Wayne, you know, we both know Michael Bloomberg. We both know that he technically was seeking a third term and would have sought a third term. Could he have done it down there in New York City?
No, he did it. He did it. That's the point that fellows try to make.
Yep.
That the law says you can only run and serve twice in New York City.
Yep.
And he broke the law and ran and served a third term. He had 12 years.
Yep.
The mayor of New York City, even though the law says you can only serve eight.
That's right.
So it's a real concern. And, you know, look, I'm not worried, though, because, first of all, I don't believe anyone's beating Trump. No one could beat the Trump economy and what Trump has done for this country.
Nope.
But second of all, Bloomberg is running not as a Republican and not as an independent, as a Democrat.
Yeah.
And so I don't think the Democratic Party, I think it's three strikes against you if you're white, male, and straight, let alone white and old. They don't want an old white guy.
Yep.
He's not going to go any further than Biden's going to go.
Yep.
I don't believe he'd get the nomination.
Yep.
I believe he's way too conservative.
Mm-hmm.
For me, he's way too liberal. But for the radical Democrats, he's way too conservative to get their nomination. Not going to happen.
Yeah, and you and I are going to go out on a limb here right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, if the economy stays the way it is and Donald Trump continues to do, I don't care if the House does go through the impeachment process, it'll never go through the Senate, I'll make a prediction that if that happens, Donald Trump will win at least 40 states, maybe 45, maybe even more.
Well, I've seen every model from all the great modelers out there that analyze elections, and they all come to the same conclusion, exactly what you and I have said again and again and again. Trump should win an electoral landslide, assuming everything stays about where it is now, which is not fantastic, but which is about as good as you could hope, with coming off 8 years of Barack Obama. You know, everyone always said, don't blame Obama, he's coming off Bush.
Yep.
This guy had to take Obama's economy. What a miracle.
All right.
Here we are now.
Hang right on there. Okay, folks, I'll be coming right back with more with Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. And by the way, we're going to talk about building the wall. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Wayne Allyn-Ruth from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and that guy Wayne Allyn-Ruth's on the phone. We'll get right to him just as soon as I tell you. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, if you're struggling and suffering with any type of nagging pain, and of course I've got arthritis, and it doesn't get much pain, more painful than that, but if you've got arthritis and back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, it's been 3 years and 8 months for me so far that I've been taking Relief Factor, and I started the way you'll start, with the 3-week quick starts. $19.95 plus shipping and handling, about $25-26, something like that. You'll get it in 3 days. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you got any questions, it's all natural. They got a little video there that's about 3 minutes long. It'll tell you all about what's in it and how it works for you, reduces the swelling and inflammation. And I'm telling you, folks, it works, or you wouldn't be hearing me telling you about it. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to my buddy, Wayne Allyn-Ruth. And Wayne and I have been talking on the radio together for 15, 16 years, something like that, Wayne.
It's been a long run. Long run on Broadway.
Yeah, and we've been having a really good time, because, you know, we're right more often than we're wrong, because you and I sat there a couple years ago when Donald Trump came out, and we were both sitting there saying, you know, hey, people are going, oh, he's not going to win, oh, he's not going to this. We're going, don't say that so fast, because you saw the sentiment around the country in your speeches. I was hearing it every night on the radio. Plus, I saw it every time I went to something down here in Florida. It was standing room only wherever we went.
And you know what they call it when you're right almost every single time in your guesses? They call you a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
So it's good to be right.
Yeah, and here's the conspiracy going on right now. Yesterday, despite the testimony given by this informant ambassador to the Ukraine that came in and had some more things to try to button things up, we have found out that there were emails that have shown up now, thanks to the Freedom of Information Act and our friends over there at Judicial Watch, showing her talking to a Democratic staffer who was on the was a staffer for Adam Schiff. Now, nobody's telling anybody about this. It's easy to find out, and you and I are going to have this discussion again. We know it. How come nobody's going to tell the Americans about what is going on here?
Well, look, all the people, everyone involved in this coup is a Democrat. Everyone involved in this coup is a never-Trumper and a Trump-hater, and has Trump derangement syndrome. You're talking about a lot of people, including the specific whistleblower, Eric Chiamella, who I'll say alleged whistleblower, but everyone in Washington knows that's who it is, worst kept secret in the world. And this guy's a Democratic operative, registered Democrat voter, worked for Joe Biden, traveled with Biden to Ukraine,
yep.
Worked for Brennan and Clapper. You can't get worse numbers. His lawyer talked about a coup and the impeachment of Trump the day after Trump, at the same time Trump was being inaugurated. This has been a setup for a long, long time. Anybody could see what's going on here. All the people involved in this are out to get Trump, and they're all part of the CIA and the deep state, and it's just a total, complete witch hunt and coup.
Yeah, and of course, CNN has been playing a big role in this. MSNBC has been right there, right behind them, patting them on the back, you know, Mataboys. ABC got caught with their pants down the other day with Amy, what the heck was her name, Klobuchar? Or something, or whatever, Roback, there we go, came out and she said on a mic that she didn't realize was open or something like that. They got her for talking about, well, we had this story, we had all of this, and oh, by the way, we had the Clintons too, and we had this, that, and the other, and oh, we had Epstein, and oh, yeah, well, he was killed, and all that stuff, all part of the conversation that's been going on now.
Yeah, well, look, get you a speaker there. I just pressed speaker by mistake.
Whoops.
It's just a tragic, tragic situation that the United States of America could be like this. I mean, this won't end. You understand that? No matter, Trump could be reelected with 400 electoral votes. They will keep the witch hunt going for all 4 years. They've got nothing else. This is all they've got.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're getting a report from one of our reporters here at the Salem side of things, Katie Pavlich, that George Stephanopoulos may have played a role in the ABC cover-up of the pedophile story. Of course, he's the former Clinton operative that's working over there as a, quote, newsman. But that story they came out with when they had the story, and we just talked about Amy Robach, when they came out with the fact that they had been sitting on the story and they weren't able to use it, that may have been squashed by Stephanopoulos himself because it had Bill Clinton's name all over taking the little trips down there to the island.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, Stephanopoulos is my college classmate along with Barack Obama. Barack Obama and I were class of 83 at Columbia University.
The one you never
Stephanopoulos,
saw.
Stephanopoulos is class of, I think, 82.
Yeah.
And so we went there at the same time, and he's always been a Clintonesta, as they say. He's always been someone who covers up for Clinton. Everybody in the media covers up for Clinton.
Yeah.
It's the most incredible story. And you know what else is interesting about it all is that the person who ratted everybody out, who ratted Roback out, Amy Roback?
Yeah, Roback.
The person who ratted her out was fired by CBS today, even though
right.
She's on ABC. It's a CBS person that was fired by CBS. And that means they fired a whistleblower. Isn't that funny how when the whistleblower's against Trump, it's the most sacred thing in the world, and oh my God, we got to protect them.
Yep.
When the whistleblower's against the media and you know, someone who's against a Democrat like Clinton, oh my gosh, we got to fire him immediately. We don't respect him at all.
Well, if that whistleblower gets a good attorney, they may wind up owning CBS.
I hope so.
Yeah, because I can see that in the offing. Now, speaking of whistleblowers and whatnot, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, is there's a lot of things that are moving very quickly in that case, and it looks like as if he's going to be vindicated. His attorney, Sidney Powell, has come out and gotten all kinds of information and gotten it out there for the public and the people to see and hear about, and there's no doubt in my mind that he wasn't railroaded and set up by the FBI and Comey and Strzok and Lisa Page and all the things that were going on there. And by the way, John Brennan is also implicated in this. And I would not be surprised if we don't hear about John Brennan in the next year possibly being indicted for something pertaining to all the stuff we've been listening to.
Well, you say in the next year. I think in the next month.
Well,
I think everything's coming down from the IG in the next month or so. Now, that, you know, when you say indicted, maybe it'll take a year to get indicted, but you will see an IG report in the next month that gives you reasons to indict John Brennan and then, of course, Clapper as well. Clapper and Brennan are two of the worst evil people in the history of American politics. These are bad people. But having said that, guess what? They didn't do anything without order, marching orders
from
directly for the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Yeah, and of course, I said within a year is because we got the Durham investigation. That's the one that's going to put the people up against the wall.
Yes, but it'll be very clear when the IG report comes out who it is that's going to be indicted. And I think Brendan Clapper, number one on the list of hits there.
Okay, well, Jeff Sessions, the the guy who couldn't be attorney general, I guess I'll use it that way, is going to run for his old Senate seat again.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that one. And you know what's funny? He announced today that he's running, and he made a case of the fact that he's a big supporter of President Trump. Oh, boy. You know, here's a guy that from the first day he got in office, you know, after all the time he spent traveling with Trump, campaigning with Trump, acting like the number one Trump guy in the U.S. Senate, and then he campaigns for attorney general, gets the job, and the minute he gets in, he sets Trump up for disaster. He marks him for extinction. This guy is a deep state plant, if I've ever seen one. It's like he was the deep state insurance policy. No matter what else happened, even if Trump got elected, they had this guy under their thumb, Jeff Sessions, and he was the guy that left the door open for all the troubles against Trump. So I don't want him to become the next U.S. senator. I really don't.
Have you ever heard of a judicial reform group called Take Back the Court?
No, I don't know that name at all.
Okay, well, they are now demanding, quote, demanding that Justice Kavanaugh recuse himself from some upcoming LGBT cases that are coming up because they say he's anti-LGBTQ. Now, I don't know about that, and I don't know who this group is, but I'm just seeing this story coming across the bottom of the wires here for the Supreme Court. I doubt he's going to recuse himself, but this is once again, the illustration of what the progressive left liberals want to try to do.
Well, it's all silly because, of course, you know, if you want to play that game, then, you know, it's a 5-4 lead for us. The four on the left are all lifelong Democrats, and I think they're anti-straight white male. So if you want to say somebody's anti-LBTQG, XYZ, as I always say, they got the whole alphabet covered except for white straight white males. You know, there's such prejudice by the left against straight white males and such prejudice against business owners, such prejudice against anyone who makes a good income and a good living, prejudice against taxpayers, prejudice against Christians, prejudice against Israel. The left is prejudiced against everything and everyone except for gays, felons, homeless people, illegal aliens, anyone who's a welfare addict. They hate everybody else, but those groups they like.
Yep. All right, Wayne, we got to run. Tell us about how we can help you out with Build the Wall.
Rootwall.com. It's that simple. Go there or make a donation. All your questions will be answered. The video's there. The columns are there. Everything's there. Rootwall.com.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you again real soon. That's Wayne Allen Root, everybody. And we just got it all lit up and going for you. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He's back. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions announcing he's running for his old job in the Senate prior to becoming AG.
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
He tells Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. I think I can contribute to that.
Now, President Trump was extremely unhappy with Sessions' performance as Attorney General as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. In other news, President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, stock market up big today, a new record, enjoy, exclamation point, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Kyle Warren. He'll be back tomorrow night for the weekend edition. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance has been saving people money for well over 75 years now. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk show host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own by going to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, they can offer you coverage for the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, the Sea-Doo, the Ski-Doo, the Sea-Doo, the Will-Doo, the Can-Doo, whatever kind of do you got going on there. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, DEICO.com. You can either get a quote there for yourself or whatever you want to get a quote for, or you can type in your zip code and they'll tell you where your closest agent is and you can go from there. GEICO. Tell them the captain sent you. GEICO.com. GEICO. Now, Donald Trump Jr. has been making the rounds lately. He's traveling around with his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and they're doing a lot of different events all around the country. And he is definitely a cat that's got it together, in my humble opinion, because he knows how to get the words out that make perfect sense for America. Now, listen to this, where he slammed the media for claiming that the Trump organization was making money off of foreign entities, which is not true. But listen to the way he did this. It's great.
Well, listen,
these are the details.
The bottom line is you have made money.
But let me finish. These are the details that the media always neglects. Yes, we're in the hotel business. We have been for decades. Yeah. That's not a secret. When we take money from a foreign entity, in D.C., most of it's foreign entities, right? Yeah. The government-related foreign entities, when they come, we literally stroke a check back to the U.S. Treasury. Mm-hmm. We spend more money on accountants than we can make from this to make sure we're doing that right, because we can't do that. My father gives back his entire salary to the U.S. Treasury to be put toward causes, whether it was alcoholism, whether it was the Department of Interior. So we're literally not making money.
Now, that's true. What he said is true. And by the way, the part about his father giving back his check, he does. Do you know who the last president was that did that? I hear silence. It was John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was the last president that gave back his salary, because he lived off trust funds and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Multimillionaire many times over. John F. Kennedy was the last president that did that. I thought somebody might have chimed right in here on the instant messenger or something like that, but nope, it didn't happen that way, but that's okay. We got it. Now, Jerry Nadler is being very quiet lately. Very quiet. Jerry Nadler. But he did have something to say yesterday about it being illegal for President Trump to block, that's a key word, block witnesses from testifying. Well, he's not blocking them. He's telling them not to testify because of executive privilege. Listen to this.
Can you complete evidence gathering if the White House continues to block the testimony of key administration officials? That I know that's going to go to the courts, but the courts may not decide on the timeline that Democrats want.
Well, it's certainly wrong for the White House to do that. Contradicts law to defy subpoenas.
You think it's illegal?
Yeah, I do. I think it's you can't justify legitimate subpoenas. I think the courts, and so far they've been upholding the subpoenas once they've gotten there, and I think the courts will continue to do that.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there, because do you remember the Obama administration? Do you remember Fast and Furious? Do you remember Eric Holder and what he did when he was held in contempt of Congress? For doing what, I asked? Not testifying and telling some of his people in the Department of Justice not to testify on the Fast and Furious incident. We'll go on.
But we can't wait for that process. And the question will be, do we have sufficient evidence to go forward? And I think we will, without some of the evidence that would be nice to have.
So you believe you could get sufficient evidence without hearing directly from White House administration officials who've refused to testify?
Well, we'll have to decide whether we have sufficient evidence, but it certainly looks like there's a lot of evidence. I mean, the evidence produced in so far by the in front of the Intelligence and Foreign Affairs and Oversight Committees, which we're going to see, much of which we're going to see public when we've seen opening statements, indicates almost unanimously. Every witness comes in and confirms the same story, namely that the president sought to extort a foreign country into intervening in an American election.
Now, that's a lie, and of course, Nadler, leave it to him to do the lying. The president did not seek to extort anything. The information that they're getting from almost everybody that comes in here says the same thing. No, almost everybody that comes in there is telling second and third hand information that they did not hear firsthandedly. And guess what? What happens when people get a story that may not necessarily be true to begin with? It changes every time it gets told to somebody. You ever notice that? You ever notice that? It changes. And, oh, by the way, Whoopi Goldberg, not to be outdone yesterday in The View, she was questioning whether or not Donald Trump actually received white powder in an envelope. Remember that we heard that some of the members of the Trump family got white powder in envelopes. That was brought up yesterday when Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were on The View. And I don't know why they even subject themselves to that program. I have turned down MSNBC at least a half dozen times. They've wanted me to come on and be on one of their panels, and I've turned it down every time because all they want to do is set you up, just like listen to this conversation.
We are an opinion show.
Correct.
That's what we do.
Correct.
What you seem to have done and feels very disingenuous because you can't say I'm a private citizen and yet you're in the middle of all of this. You were brought to the FBI folks. Everybody talked to you. You know, you're part of this. So when you release a name like that, even if it was out for 10 days or 20 days, you have to know that people, if you're talking about the white powder that your family got, this guy's family's getting the same thing. And why is it okay for one and not both?
We don't know that that's actually happening to him, you know, first and foremost.
Well, we don't know that it happened to you.
We don't know that that happened to you. Mm-hmm. That's why they had a police report. That's why they had an investigation. We don't know that that actually happened to you. Mm-hmm. Right, Whoopi. Yep. And she's talking about the whistleblower and the fact that they've leaked the name out there several times. We've mentioned it, too, the name that was leaked out there. By the way, it was first put out there by Dr. Sebastian Gorka, one of the hosts on the Salem Radio Network in the afternoon. And he put it out there, and he wasn't afraid to. And we went with the name because I trusted the source. And it is what it is. Okay, I'm not regretting the fact that I did that, but you're going to hear the name here shortly because it just can't be withheld that much longer. And he's also, this whistleblower is also going to be called to testify. And good morning, Richard and Marine up there in Oregon. We appreciate you very much. And we just heard from Maria in Germany, too. And Maria, one of our long listeners, long-time listeners. And Roland in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, just chimed in. Hello, Roland. How are you? By the way, coming up, we've got the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we got a few things to talk about tonight because there is some interesting weather that's moving across the northern part of the U.S., and it's not exactly going to be the 4th of July up there weather-wise. It's a little bit nippy. And across the south tonight, we've got a big frost advisory. As a matter of fact, it runs from Mississippi all the way to North Carolina. That's quite an area of frost, pretty much across I-20 and across, let's see, up and down I-75. Yeah, it's quite an area of frost there right now tonight. We'll get into all that in just a minute here. But here in the Captain's America Third Watch, I also want to give a big shout-out to everybody that attended the event here in St. Petersburg, the Salem event we had here with our stations, AM860, The Answer, flagship station, AM930, The Answer. We had a tremendous program. Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, as well as Hugh Hewitt were there. I was up on stage. Bill Bunkley was up on stage. And we met a lot of our listeners for the first time. And we met a lot of our listeners for the umpteenth time. And it was all great. And we were happy to see you. And we're glad you showed up. And I hope everybody got something out of it. It was a very enjoyable evening. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I went out with just a little fun.
little CCR bringing you in First Truckers Highway and Byway Report for the evening, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by. You'll find out what I'm talking about. Alrighty, here we go. The first of two Arctic air blasts has arrived across the central eastern United States, and the western U.S. is dry and warm right now. And all that foul weather and some of the smoke from the fires and all that is still up in the northwestern part of the U.S. Now, mainly dry weather across much of the U.S. Friday and into the weekend will prevail. But temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees below normal in the east, with a similar departure above normal in the west. And even colder air masses will plunge into the eastern two-thirds of the country Sunday into the middle of next week. Now, several dozen new record lows will be set over the next several days around the Midwest and the East Coast for sure. And what we need to tell you right now is we still have lake effect snow right now in Michigan, the western part of Michigan, coming off Lake Michigan, as well as, are you ready for this, as well as Erie, Pennsylvania, and that little quadrant of New York from about Dunkirk over to Fredonia. It's not up to Buffalo yet, but that little area there, including Erie, Pennsylvania, is getting snow right now. There are some rain showers, hard to believe, around Gary, Indiana right now. There's also some scattered rain in the southern central part of Missouri, starting with Joplin and going over towards Fort Leonard Wood. That is subject to change. Got a little bit of snow flurries, not snow showers, but snow flurries right now in the central part of Arkansas, south of I-40, and that may or may not turn into something. It doesn't look like it's going to. It's just a little like an Alberta clipper that's there. But, you ready for this? You've got a frost tonight all the way from the southeastern corner of Arkansas, the central part of Mississippi, the entire northern part along I-20 north in Alabama, all of Georgia north of I-20, including Atlanta, all of South Carolina north of I-20, and to the west of I-95 going up through South Carolina tonight. You'll have frost all the way along with you, going right up I-95 from the Georgia line to the North Carolina line. And then there's frost in the southeastern part of North Carolina right now, going over towards Wilmington, and you've got some fog along the shoreline right now in Virginia, around Norfolk, and you've got some rough seas, it looks like, out off the East Coast tonight because of a system that's over that away too. Now, let's go out west to Oregon and Idaho and Washington State, because you've got poor air quality conditions, again, partially because the smoke from those fires in California all went that away. And it's in the valleys, the Yakima Valley, the Wenatchee Valley, Coeur d'Alene, and the valley down through there, the heads down towards Boise, and then over on I-5 from the south end of Oregon, Medford, all the way up to the Washington state line, and over east of Medford, over that away, and over on the Hood River Valley section. So be advised of that as you travel around tonight as well. Now, there will be a change in the weather as the winds change around a little bit, and there could be some more snow this weekend up there along the lee shore of the lakes. And by the way, way up in Maine tonight, way up in Maine, eastern Maine, north of Bangor and east of Bangor all the way to Nova Scotia, you got some high winds up in there that are creating some problems right now. So be advised of that. Plus, the temperatures are very cool up there as well. Now, your Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The fact of the matter is you've got Pilots, the travel centers, which are the new, modern, larger Pilots, where you'll find anything from a McDonald's to an Arby's, to a Chester's Chicken, to a Dairy Queen, to a Denny's and a Flying J, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, could even be a Wendy's, a Huddle House and a Flying J, Moe's Southwest Grill and a Flying J, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts facility. Now, those are pretty good because they've got breakfast and they've got lunch and they got a light dinner in them. And I've eaten both breakfast and lunch there. At nighttime, they've got different sandwiches that you can get, and they've got some light meals also. But it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Because back in the day, in a pilot, you'd whip into there, and you knew you were going to get one of those hot dogs off the rolling rotisserie where they rolled around and cooked. You knew you were going to get a bag of chips, and you knew you were going to get a soda or a cup of coffee because that's all they had. Well, not anymore, friends. Not anymore. You pull into a pilot, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And the Flying J's, again, they've been around for a long time, and they're still got to find great quality. They're building some new ones around the country. They originally were out of the Northwest and the Mountain States out in the West, and they moved to the central part of the country. Then they moved to the East Coast. They came down Southeast and in the Middle Atlantic and in the Southwestern part of the U.S., and they've got some really good facilities there. Don't need to tell you, parking is always available. Cat scales, Transflow Express travel documents for your permitted loads, trip packs to get the loads in time to get paid, truck washes close by, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, don't forget about the ATMs that are there, Western Union, check cashing, public laundries, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and they got the lounges with the big screen televisions for the professional drivers there, too. Don't forget about that. That's your pilot or Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And when you go in there, and Nelson's got it down pat up there in Jasper, when you go in there and tell them the captain sent you. And a lot of times they'll have the radio show turned on. And you'll be listening to the radio show, and they'll hear me talking about them, saying hello to Jasper, hello to Valdosta, hello to Tampa, over in the east side of Tampa, hello down there to Fort Pierce, hello to, let's see, Ocala, and... hello out there in Alabama and Mississippi to places where I know they've had the radios turned on because the truckers have told me. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog, good morning to you. And there they are chiming in right now on schedule. Let's see what it says here. Headed back to Lafayette and then home. They're telling us that they're in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and sadly Dayton, Ohio police... Detective Del Rio, who was shot while serving a warrant, was taken off life support, and he's passed away. And, again, another Blue Life senseless shooting, ambushed. This is what happens, these cases like that. And hello to Mr. James up there, the expert paper relocator in Valdosta, and he's on the job tonight too. So thank you very much for chiming in, you guys, and we got a lot more that chimed in too. I'm going to see if Miss Rosemary is going to come on. I don't know what her status is. I did not talk to her because I was tied up today and tonight with all the stuff we had going on, but she might be on, she might not. We'll see. I'll find out. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.